Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with me, Calican CEO Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry. Hey everybody, welcome to Dank Discussions. Today we're joined by Mike Merriweather. Mike is the owner of Baba Holistics. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mike.
No problem, man. I appreciate you having me on.
It's been great. You know, it's first of all, now we're, you know, as everybody knows, crazy time, COVID-19. But we've been trying to get hook up now for a couple of months, you know, because it was some technical issues. And then some logistic issues, and then some pandemic issues.
You know? Right, we got hit the triple threat.
Yeah, exactly.
All over the place, man.
Exactly. But I'm so happy we got, you know, able to get you on now. You know, excited to talk about, you know, not just your journey, you know, the cannabis industry, but also, you know, you guys focus a lot on CBD and CBG. So we're gonna be talking about that, getting into that, on the difference between that and why you kind of focus on that a lot more than what I've seen from other. From other companies, you know, definitely. Yeah, so
no problem, man. No problem.
Cool. So, you know, as I say, let's start off easy. Let our listeners know where you're based out of today.
Oh man, I'm based out of Dallas, Texas, in the southern part of Dallas. And I've been out here, well, I actually moved to Dallas, 15 years ago. So it's been an interesting circumstance. I don't have an actual physical store, but being online has allowed me to be a little bit more mobile to service people. I got a large group of family in Alabama, and surprisingly, Georgia has been one of my biggest places of helping people out as well. So,
well, yeah, for sure. I mean, we used to live in Dallas. I used to live in Dallas a while ago. You know, coming up on 20 years already now. You know, over there and. Grapevine, Hearst, Colleyville area. But you know what's funny is, you know, we have a few clients there in Texas. We have some clients in Alabama. We have some clients in Georgia. And the numbers are tremendous. Like, really, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always surprised because me being from California and, you know, we talk a lot about the recreational, you know, THC side, the Delta 9 side. We don't talk so much about the CBD side, you know, the other cannabinoids, the hemp, everything like that is much over there. You know, because every, you know, but in these other states, I constantly see, you know, how big the numbers are and how really, you know, the stigma is not really there as much as you would think it is, even though it's known as a conservative places and everything like that. People are really open to it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, even when I first started researching and getting into the business, Texas had this crazy law where you had to have like two doctors sign off on a prescription for CBD, and then there was only 20 doctors in the state that could actually write a prescription. So the barriers to entry were high as hell. You know, just to you know, my point of view. And then finally we got the farm bill that came out while I was researching, and that kind of opened the floodgates for everything.
Oh, definitely. So talk to me a little bit about then. You talk about your research. You know, talk to me about your background with cannabis in general, you know, and kind of what led you to this path now, you know, what even opened your eyes and what was, you know, the motivation behind that?
Well, my background right now, I'm working for a regulator right now. And so my background is in finance. And so I did a detail in New York for about a month. And that was, can't remember, it's about maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And so I saw the trucks around there in New York City. And I was like, is weed legal here yet? And they were just like, no, it's not.
That's fake, bro. All that.
Yeah, it was CBD.
Those are like, not even, dude, they're fake gummies. They're not even.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I thought, yeah. Because they marketed it, right? They got like the big bud leaf on there and everything.
Yeah. So it threw me off because I'd been to Vegas and I saw it in Vegas. And I was like, okay, well, I never knew anybody to be that brazen with it. And so one of my friends was saying, CBD. I was like, whatever, man. I know people that smoke weed and, you know, they smoke the real stuff, the fake stuff. And so my thinking when I first was introduced to it was, you know, who would want something like that? But then I saw it consistently on, I think it was Groupon. I think even now, I think if you go to Groupon, like every third product was a CBD product. And I was just like, what the hell is this stuff? And I vowed to myself that if another trend hit, I wouldn't miss it. And so I just started to Google. Read a few books, you know, just the basics, CBD 101, blah, blah, blah. Watched a few documentaries, you know, and speaking of COVID, saw that the little girl that was behind the big boom of legalization of medical marijuana behind Charlotte Webb, she had passed. Yeah. But yeah, I had gotten into her story and that kind of opened up my eyes about the benefits of it. And so I did probably about 2 or 3 months of that. And then I was like, okay, well, after listening to two podcasts like every week, it's like, okay, well, this seems like something that can help, something that I can get into, and then something, you know, that could help people that I know. Because that was one of my biggest things. I didn't want to just get into a business and it'd be a throwaway business, something that, you know, fly by night. Uh-huh. And hey, I'm in it right now, and then 2-3 months later, it's something different.
Yeah.
And so in the middle of all that, the Farm Bill passed, and that kind of allowed me to specifically step in here in Texas very easily, and, you know, pretty much find a supplier and get to work.
Wow. No, that's great. You know, and you mentioned a couple of things there. I mean, it's funny, you know, you talk about fly by night. We're talking about that off air, you know, with your kids, you know, starting businesses. And yeah, this week I want to mow lawns. Next week I want to sell T-shirts. You know, yeah, it's like stick to one. You know, cool, we can do it, but you got to stick to something. You know, but, right, but you know, I think something in the industry and just in business in general. You know, we talk about all the funding that goes into it. We talk about all the overhead that goes into it, and you know, and people, I think they obviously everybody has a big vision, a big goal, but I think we lose sight of growing with our business and scaling with our business. Everybody wants to have the big store right away, and everybody wants to be able to do this and do that and have every single thing under the sun there before they know, you know, let alone what the business is all about or if they're going to have business, everything like that. But you're doing things a little bit different, right? Because you mentioned you have a finance background, that you have another job that you're doing. And I think it's important to build value with that because so many people, not everybody knows how to go about it, or not everybody has, you know, the big backing and everything like that to be able to go full steam ahead 100% and get everything. Talk to me about that journey with you. You know, how did you get it up running, you know, on your own, and kind of walk us through that and how it's going now.
Yeah, man. Well, when I first started, I think like we're talking off air, I was looking for a supplier and I ended up running into a guy who was a pharmaceutical sales rep out here. He was like, yeah, you know, I'm into the business. You know, here, take these and see how you do. And I reached out to him.
A pharmaceutical rep was giving you CBD?
Yeah, well, he was doing it on the side.
Ah, that's funny. He's got both. He's working both sides, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So, he had a little, you know, a little side business. And so he had a supplier out of Vegas at the time. And so I met up with him. Got 20 bottles, and the bottles, like, they were terribly labeled, but I didn't know that at first. So got the bottles, reached out to a couple people that night, and I sold half of them, like, that night. And I was like, okay, well, you know, if I can do this off of this, maybe this is, you know, actually something I can build upon. Okay. And so digging into more and researching more, like I said, got my wholesale license. Started getting decent products with, you know, properly labeled lab test results right on there. And I've been slowly growing at a pace, whereas it's comfortable for me, one, with everything that I have going on. But I don't, you know, sometimes I don't fall asleep looking at all the stuff that I have ordered already. And like, man, like, how the hell am I going to get this stuff out? Like, I got a decent enough clientele right now where my products move on a regular basis, and sometimes even before I have get the order in. So the biggest thing about it is, like we said earlier, is sticking with products that help people, and then not getting too off track. Like, you know, I've had some products that was like, okay, well, maybe this isn't going to work for people. I got some pet products for people. I'm thinking, hey, people like the dog treats more. And then one of the clients was like, no, we actually like the oil better. Like, just, you know, stick with the oil. So I got the oil pet tinctures for dogs. And then this recently, these past few months, I found a CBG supplier, and that's been going pretty well. So I'm trying to stick to quality products delivered at people. That's not BS. You see a lot of stuff out there and people buying things, and I want people to understand, hey, you can't take it this way, you can't take it that way. Like water soluble products, you know, that's one of the biggest things right now. Is I had a lady sell me some straws, but nobody was into the straws. So I'm looking for actual water soluble oil that'll work for people, or even the isolates.
Yeah, and that's another thing, you know, I mean, obviously education, learning curve, you know, the products may work, but people aren't used to it that way. We're already so used to, you know, the sublingual, and it's still a new market. So I think there's still time. Who knows, 5 years, 10 years from now, we may look back and say, oh my goodness, I can't believe taking it like this, when this is, you know, the better solution. Or we still have a long way to go in terms of, you know, obviously research, you know, obviously legislation, regulation,
right?
But all that stuff and the learning curve, like you said, you know. But so you mentioned that, you know, it started off with this guy, this pharmaceutical guy. Hey, try this out. And you're kind of, you know, you said that you got good clientele. It's stuff that you can't even move fast. That you're moving so fast, you can't even keep up sometimes. And I think that's a good problem to have, right? You know, I think a lot of people, you know, in the industry may be envious of that, because, you know, you talk to a lot of people. I got to talk to a lot of people, and you know, in the industry, and a lot of people are struggling, right?
So, yeah.
You know, you talk about how did you go about that? Well, kind of building that. You said it was people close to you, or how necessarily are you even doing this?
Yeah, it's basically built off of, you know, word of mouth and branding. So one of the conversations that I'm having with my kids now, as my oldest starts to get ready to go to college, is like branding yourself. No matter
personal what branding you're talking about.
Yeah. So it starts with the personal branding, right? Like, you can come out with this great business and this great product, but if you're a terrible person, like, nobody's going to buy anything from you. Yeah. You know, you can be selling gold, but they're going to be like, well, I don't want to believe it, you know, coming from you. So that's been one of the basis of it. But just, again, having quality products and being able to provide for customers. Like, yeah, I have months where I don't sell much, and, you know, I'm looking at everything. It's like, well, how is this going to go? But more often, and especially lately, like my sales have been picking up. Once my website got up earlier this month, it seems like things is taking off. Like, I'm waking up in the morning to a sale or two. That's pretty easy. And so I've been able to kind of move around the whole, you can't market on Facebook in a certain way. And I've had my posts taken down, or I've paid for marketing on Facebook, and they, you know, say, hey, we don't allow this. Things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's going to be the first thing that comes down, you know, marketing on Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah,
you know, all
yeah.
That stuff. You know, you got guys saying, oh, yeah, we'll help you market on Facebook. You know, and I even get we do the marketing, and sometimes we get spammed and all that fun stuff. I'm like, that is so funny, bro. We all know that you can't do that. Or if you could,
right.
It's, you're basically shuffling different accounts, and that's just not, you know, it's gray hat kind of stuff, if you know, at best.
So, yeah. So it's just been looking out for opportunities. Like, you see somebody that say, hey, you know, I'm stressed, or hey, my anxiety levels are on 1,000. And it's nothing. Like, I usually don't comment right on their post. I go straight to the inbox and say, hey, like, I saw what you were saying. You know, I'm selling CBD. These are a few products that might help you. Like, I'm never the type of person that's going to overpromise and say, hey, this CBD that I have or CBG that I have is a miracle drug. Like, I understand that, you know, hey, this, it doesn't work for everybody. I've had customers who I've given products to, and I don't know if it's because they're not taking it right, or it's just their body type where, you know, it's not something for them. And I'm comfortable with that. And I'm straightforward with people. It's like, look, I'm not selling, you know, the miracle water that's going to heal everything in your life.
Yeah, I think people get themselves in trouble with that for sure. And both sides, right? I mean, like you said, people's body chemistry is different, and people's expectations are something. And sometimes people just don't realize, you know, sometimes we talk about, you know, it's not what you're going to feel, right? We talk about, you know, smoking bud and how that is. And then you're saying, you know, hell, who the hell wants to, you know, smoke this? I was, right. You know, CBD flower, like what, you know, that kind of, and I was laughing at that too. Now I'm, you know, we have our CBD hash and flower as well. And, you know, along with our tinctures that I use personally.
Yeah.
And it's great. You know what I mean? But I think sometimes, like, you know, what I was getting at was that it's what you're not feeling more than what you are feeling.
Right.
You know, it's not that it's going to make you feel, you're not going to feel faded. You're not going to feel anything like that. You're going to realize, you know, I don't feel anxiety. You know, I'm able to sleep better. You know, I feel my body's less achy. You know, I can feel better recovery, you know, after the gym, after workouts, everything like that. And that's kind of stuff, you know. Then we talk about stuff, you know, like pain, inflammation, you know, stress, general wellness, you know, focus, everything else going on with that. So it's more about what you're not feeling.
Exactly.
More than what you are feeling sometimes. I think people miss that a little bit, and it's something that comes along with the learning curve.
Yeah, and I have to reiterate that to people. It's like, hey, this is not going to get you high. I don't care. Even if you see THC on the bottle, it's not enough to get you high. And you talk about flower. It's funny. I just got some in from a supplier, and so I tried it out on myself, and I was like, yeah, I don't feel anything. What, you know, people talk about the high, but I feel like more calm. Yeah, I'm relaxed, and I can instantly tell with the flower compared to the oil. Whereas the oil I take on a regular basis, mainly for, you know, chronic knee pain. Like I was actually, when I started the business, I was looking at getting surgery for my knee because, you know, growing up, I played basketball all the time in high school. Didn't play it in college, but I still played every day in college. And so now working out, I had rough knee pain. And so the tendonitis on my knee, I was in the doctor literally like when I started this business and trying to get my MRIs and stuff. And I was like, hey, I don't need to come back anymore. So, you know, that, like you said, it's not exactly that buzzy feeling that people are expecting to feel when they're high. No, it's all the stuff that you're not going to feel. Like you said, the anxiety, the chronic pain, being able to, you know, actually sleep through the whole night. That's the benefit that I found personally, is that, you know, I'm not waking up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and having trouble going back to sleep anymore. Like if I take it on a regular basis, I'm sleeping through the whole night and I feel well rested when I'm waking up in the morning.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that kind of leads me to my next thing. You know, talking about how you have the knee issues and everything like that and the various stuff that other people are dealing with. But you have, you know, what I noticed about you, about Baba Holistics, is something that, you know, we talk about it a lot in the industry, and, you know, just the different cannabinoids. And when we say CBD, we're usually referring to cannabinoids that are not, you know, it's kind of a misnomer, right? A lot of times when we say CBD, a lot of times we're just referring as a catch-all term for the cannabinoids that isn't, you know, Delta 9, THC, all right. That fun stuff. But something that I noticed, you know, and kind of people, everybody kind of has a different focus. And you talk about how, you know, you can't have everything under the sun, but you have a lot of CBG products, right? So, you know, I think people talk about, oh, CBG is the next thing. And people talk about, oh, CBN and this, that, and talk to me, but you know, but they talk about being the next thing, but it's something that in your store, you have quite a lot of CBG products.
Right.
Talk to me a little bit about that. Like what has been, your experience with your customers? Why is that something that you focus on, and what's been their experience?
Well, mainly it's one of those things that you just like listening to your customer. So I had a customer who had high blood pressure, and she would constantly come to me and say, hey, you know, I was taking a CBD, I was expecting it for it to help me with this. It's helping with everything else, but it's not bringing my blood pressure down as much as I, you know, assume. And so listening to podcasts, again, I still listen to at least 2 or 3 CBD or now CBG and other endocannabinoids podcasts on a regular basis. And so it clicked. I heard what she was saying. And then this one person on the podcast was saying, yeah, we've had CBG. it's helped our clients tremendously. So immediately I started looking for a good, you know, CBG supplier. And lo and behold, a month or so later, I was at, end up at the Texas Hemp Convention that happened in early, well, late January. And ran into two or three CBG suppliers. One was actually in my backyard here in Dallas, in Carrollton. And so I met with the guy, got a few products from him, you know, tried them on myself just to see, hey, is this, even though they're saying it's CBG, let me make sure that the one-to-one product has CBD and CBG in it. So let me make sure that it's still a quality product and helping me through my day-to-day basis. And then also I let, a lot of times when I get new products in, I'm letting my customers try it for free. Like, I'm not going to sell you a new product that I don't know for sure is worth. Let's test it out. Let's see how it goes. And so two or three clients tried it, and they loved it. One of them wasn't taking her blood pressure at all before. And she made one of my best reviews yet, a very long post about how it's helped her manage her blood pressure. And so that has been my focus on, again, supplying quality products to my customers and not just, hey, here, take this CBD oil. Like, you know, there's so many different ways you can take CBD. There's so many other endocannabinoids that provide benefits to customers. The more and more that I learn of those endocannabinoids, I want to be able to supply quality products to my customers. And so the CBG has helped out tremendously. I just had another customer. She used to buy on a regular for her parents, and she saw the CBG products and she got two bottles, like, I think just last week. So it's been amazing hearing people's story about how great it's helped them out.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think that's the thing is, you know, you mentioned something, you know, giving out free samples. I think that's a huge thing, you know, allowing people to try it out for themselves. And, you know, like you said, people, they get discouraged right away, right? Right away, they try something, they try a product and they say, oh, well, this didn't work for me. And, right. And then you got to ask a little bit, right? You got to ask, well, you know, what are you looking for? You know, what are you looking to what's your main ailment, you know,
right.
And being able to have that education, but only that, not every product, you know, there's so many plethora of products out there for a reason, you know, and, yes. You know, sometimes one product may not work for you and another exactly. one does, you know, different exactly. formulations, different strengths, different dosings, different methods of ingestion, you know, mediums, everything like that. So it's always something that, you know, people, they get discouraged right away. It's good that it sounds like you have like a good relationship with your customers. Like you actually talk to them, on the regular, even though you have an e-commerce store,
right.
You know, I think a lot of times we talk about, you know, having a good relationship with your customers when it's a retail store, brick and mortar store, you don't hear so much. How do you maintain, that kind of relationship with your customers through the e-commerce store?
Mainly through social media, man. Like most of my people who are going through my e-commerce store or through the website, follow me, follow the page. And so I'm having conversations on the page and in my, like earlier this week, I had a talk with a lady probably for about an hour, just texting back and forth about her questions that she would have. And then, you know, in the middle of us having that conversation, she bought a product, and it wasn't, like you said, it's not completely a complete sell. It's, hey, what's your issue? Mm-hmm. What do I have that might be able to help? And let's go from there. So, you know, I'm joking with people on social media all the time. Even some of my, you know, people that follow me on Twitter, my personal page on Twitter, they eventually, you know, that branding that, hey, I'm an owner of Baba Holistics is there. And so it often opens up opportunities for me to sell and help people out because, hey, they realize this isn't a guy that's just always on me just to sell a product. He's actually looking and paying attention to me. So I don't know. I might be at my bandwidth right now with having these conversations with customers, but as long as I can do that, like you're right. One of the things that one of the podcasts that I listen to is like, you don't want to buy CBD as a one-off thing. Like, you want the person selling to you to be knowledgeable about the product. And that's one of the reasons why I still read articles on a regular basis and listen to as much as I can.
That's great. And so talking about that, you know, your bandwidth, right? You know, there's only one Mike Merriweather, you know, and what's like, first of all, how do you handle that? And what's like the next step for that? You know, what comes next? Is it, you know, it sounds like you're kind of reaching out to people one-on-one. Is it something that you have to do something that's kind of more widespread, or bring in somebody else, or, you know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but let me know what the plan is for that.
Well, I had a, and before this started, I started trying to do Facebook Lives, where I'm answering questions on a regular basis, or just putting small videos out there of certain things about CBD or CBG, having people, you know, understand how to take it, what it is, what's the history of it. And so I think the more I focused on that aspect of, hey, here's these documents, these are, you know, videos or media that you can refer to, it's easier for me to manage it in that aspect of it. My current customers are educating my newer customers, and it's an easier sell for me, where it's, hey, XYZ, this person told me about this product, you know, do you have this in that product, or I heard about that. And it's a, you know, instead of an hour long conversation, I'm having a 5-minute conversation now. So on top of that, yes, I am looking at my mother, my ex-mother-in-law, she's been one of my biggest proponents and supporters. And so I'm edging her on a little bit about coming to help me out a bit soon, very, very soon.
Nice, that's great. You know, scaling, it's always difficult, but that's the next thing, right? We talked about, you know, how you started off here, having a job, another job, you know, and how I'm starting slow, and, you know, that entrepreneur mindset, spirit, and how you've been able to grow. And that's kind of the whole thing, right? You know, I think a lot of times people either they go too big, like we're saying, they go too big, or they get stuck in that smaller place, you know? And it's always got to be like, okay, cool, I'm going to start off slow, but I got to grow, you know? So it's all about scaling, right? You know, and it's that whole, you know, the whole story, anecdote about the guy who gets another boat, you know, so that he can have, because he's has too much fish and he needs to sell, you know, and okay, well, how many boats do you need to get and all that stuff? But, you know, and, you know, so you can get a bigger boat and blah, blah, blah. But it is important to scale. I'm going to have that vision. So definitely. And overall, what's been your biggest obstacle your business face, and how you've been able to overcome that?
I'd say the education side of it. And then breaking down the misnomers of what CBD actually is. I'm still having conversations with people who believe that, you know, hey, marijuana is bad, weed is bad. And that's been one of the things that opened up my eyes. Like, I've been able to, going through my learning process of CBD, I've learned how helpful marijuana is to people, well, cannabis is to people who use it for medicinal purposes. And even the people who use it for recreational purposes out on a day-to-day basis, you know, most people aren't using it as a crutch. They're using it to maybe cope with something that's going on with their life. And, you know, they might not actually know about CBD. So they're just used to being able to relax. And that's all they want to do is, hey, I'm looking for relief for this. This provides relief in a safe way. I'm not harming anybody. I'm not doing any, you know, detrimental damage, you know, to my body. They're just making it on a regular basis. So I know professionals, you know, that's one of the usual stigmas is the people that actually use cannabis and marijuana, they're, you know,
stoners, lazy, you know, not contributing to society, you know, moochers, leeches, all this crazy stuff, and literally know that their doctor's sitting at home smoking bud, you know what I mean?
Like,
their lawyer, you know, we've had all kinds of people on this podcast as well, you know, amazing, successful people. It's not stopping, you know, it's just stigma. It's utter bullshit, you know, quite honestly.
Right.
If you're going to go home, they wouldn't care even if the dude was an alcoholic, right?
Right.
You know, a complete and utter, like, functional alcoholic is better than if you touch weed, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, so it's it's so crazy. So we're trying to get over that as well, you know. But
yeah. And so I'm having conversations with people who believe that. And it's just like, hey, you know, I'm selling CBD now, and it's something that can help you on a day-to-day basis, possibly. Mm-hmm. And you can still, you know, you can vape the product, or you can, you know, take it sublingually, and it won't get you high, and you'll still feel all the benefits that, you know, other people feel from smoking the traditional weed, like with the THC product. And if you won't be zoned out, because some people, you know, some people, they've tried it before and that's their experience. They try weed and they zoned out, and it's like, ah, I never want to touch anything close to that anymore. Uh-huh. But then it's like, hey, here's this product right here that can provide those benefits without getting you stoned out of your mind. Uh-huh. And you can still function on a day-to-day basis. Like I tell people, I said, there's people, you know, that give it to their children to help them focus. You know, when school was open, it seems like a thing of the past now, right? But they give it to the kids because they want them to focus throughout the day. And that's, those are the questions and the conversations that I'm having. It's specifically with the people that I sell to, the African-American community, is we've been bombarded with DARE and all that of what weed is, but cannabis, as a whole, is a helpful and natural product that can help you with so many issues. So
yeah, definitely. I think, you know, obviously the whole thing, it's not even underlying racism, it's overt racism, you know, in right. terms of that, you know, I mean, the whole, you know, marijuana, just the name marijuana and what that the connotation with yeah, that, you yeah. know, and the, you know, with the DARE program and the visuals that you see, and like you said, what's in our head, you know, the stoner, you know, the pothead, or, you know, the lazy Mexican dude or black guy or whatever else it is, you know what I mean? It's just like, that's the picture that's been painted, you know,
yeah.
and, you know, you don't see, you know, if it was some white dude in a suit smoking bud, you know, which you go to these conventions, what do you see? You
that's
know
all I mean? That's there, man.
What's that there? You know what I mean? Like, what do you see? That's all you see everywhere. You know what I mean? And it's just, that's not what we see on TV. That's not what the news wants us to see. You know, it's utterly and completely racist. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
it's, that's the bottom line about it.
And just to speak on that point, like, that's why I'm excited to be able to be in this space and have this opportunity, because again, even in when it comes to medicinal marijuana and in the legal marijuana field, you know, people talk about it. It's very white. Like, that's not even, you know, a thing that's hidden.
We'll talk about the Chads, you know.
Right. And it's like, where these people come from? Like, I'm able to start this $1 billion business and, you know, I have no type of record, and you got all this information about weed, but, you know, did you have it before it was legalized? So yeah. How is that possible? How are these people able to, you know, completely turn into basically what, you know, in 1989, Reagan was calling kingpins around here. So
yeah.
It's amazing how that's changed. But, you know, I'm glad to be able to, you know, actually take part of it, man. And I'm hoping to be able to do more. You know, not just, you know, sell to customers, hopefully be able to be a part of, you know, responsible legalization and allowing more people into this business, people of color as well.
100%, man. That is so important. It's so important. We talk about it, and we talk about the programs, social equity programs, and we talk about, obviously, you know, the war on drugs and, you know, like last prisoner project and different ways, but like, you're doing it, you know what I mean? Like, you're in right. the industry and you got into it, you know, and regardless of everything else going on, and you saw an opportunity and you know, you did your research and you're doing it. You know what I mean? Do you feel like that underrepresentation, you know, when you go around, or do you feel like, just like, I'm doing my thing, it's like, I don't need to worry about any of that kind of stuff. I can help out who I want me to help. Or is it something that you feel like a passion burning fire for?
I do feel a passion for it. And luckily enough, I haven't had any issues on a, you know, transactional with my suppliers. Mm-hmm. Like, hell, I'm 35 years old. I know what racism is like. I know how to have a conversation with a person, and you hear, or, you know, just you see something in the conversation, right?
Yeah.
But I haven't had that from my suppliers. most of my suppliers have been very, very helpful. Now, going to the convention, it's out there. Like, there's no way to hide it. When I'm at a convention and there's 5,000 people there, and I can count on my hand the amount of minorities that I'm seeing, that's the obvious point of it. So hopefully, you know, I can continue to, like, I'm not one of those people, hey, I got into the business, nobody can touch it. Like, you know, I'm not that guy. Like, hey, I'm here. If you have any questions, I have some of my friends who ask me questions all the time. Hey, how'd you start the CBD business? And it's, you know, some people hasn't taken off for them, but like, I'm willing to share everything that I've been learning for the past, 18 months now. So.
Oh yeah, that's incredible. I think, you know, it is, like I said, it isn't so important. And you do see it, you know, so I love that not only that, but like you said, it's just like a normal thing. You know what I mean? Like you said, it's like, doesn't have to be any different, you know, and, right. And luckily we live in the industry that we're in, it's obviously a completely different, you know, it's almost like a bubble in a lot of ways.
Right.
You know what I mean,
right.
Like it kind of takes care of all that racism in itself, because if you're open to cannabis, if you're open to CBD, you know, I can say that there's no racists that are using CBD, or there's no, you know, we have people of all kinds of walks of life, you know, and everybody has an endocannabinoid system, and anybody can benefit from it, you know what I mean?
But yeah.
Just inherently, you know, like you said, people are like averse to marijuana, you know, the pot, you smoking the pot, you know, that kind of stuff. Oh, CBD, oh, you just want to get high. No, okay, well, it's like, okay, those kind of people are usually not here, you know what I mean? And those are just a lot of the times the same kind of people that, you know, share those views and stuff too, you know what I mean? So
it's like I said, man, just being around the business for so long and having suppliers here in Texas and with other suppliers, you know, on the West Coast, you know, the people that I've met with on a daily basis are very open. And I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know, my name, Michael Merriweather, might be a little ambiguous, but once you start talking to me, you can hear, you know, my Southern accent, you can hear the Ebonics, and it's, I can't coast with too much when having these conversations, specifically about something I'm so passionate about. So again, my suppliers, even again, at the convention, every vendor that I spoke to at the convention was just open and willing to share information with me. Some of them offered me samples once they realized that I was in the business. And so, you know, those are the things and the experience that I want to bring to people. You know, I know the legislation side of it can be rough for minorities, but again, I think with work and with efforts and the conversations that you have, because I mean, I've been listening to your podcast and I hear the conversation that you have with minorities, not only just, you know, with race, you know, LGBTQ communities coming into this industry, you know, it's opening up for us and we're creating our space and people are recognizing that, you know, hey, we're here, we're going to be a part of this one way or another. So.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's, and I appreciate that, you know, to me, it's just like, it's utter and complete bullshit that it's still even a topic of conversation in 2020. And, you know, same what goes on in the world. It doesn't fucking matter, really. Like, it's culture. Everybody has a different culture. Everybody has a different upbringing. Everybody has a different background. Who the fuck cares, ultimately? You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter in that kind of way. Like, it's just the fact that it's just ignorance. You know what I mean? It's ignorance. You know, I'm a Mexican Jew, you know what I mean? And so I get, you know, I grew up all kinds of things. People who never even, you know, living in Mexico, and there's, you know, there's a big Jewish community there, but people who had never even met a Jew before.
Exactly.
You know? So like, oh, it's the Jewish kid, you know? And then you move to, then come back up to America and it was like, oh, it's the Mexican kid. And it's just, you know, it's all, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's just because people don't, they just actually don't know, you know? They just actually don't know. Like they have, it's just ignorance. The problem is when you, ignorance just turns, man. The ignorance turns and it just gets real ugly, bro. It's fucking
but
amazing, man. So good. So what can we expect from Baba Holistics in the future? What's coming up for that?
I'm like I said, I just got the flower in, so I'm really interested in seeing how my customers react to me being able to provide. I've had questions about pre-roll for a long time, and the vaping seems to be going away. Like, one of my suppliers completely got away from vaping. this past year. And so the flower is one of the things that I'm very interested in. And then the other cannabinoids like CBG, looking to maybe improve or find different products besides the few that I have on my site, CBN, you know, understanding all the benefits of some of these endocannabinoids and being able to provide products that aren't out there. Like you said, like CBG, you read stories about, hey, it's the new thing, but you don't always see it pushed. And so that was one of the things that I kind of, once I started offering the products, I kind of switched and saying, hey, I'm not just a CBD, you know, distributor. I'm a CBG distributor, just to separate myself from people. And that's one of the things that I'm really excited about and hoping to provide to customers going forward. Like, I want them to know, hey, if there's a product out there that can help me, that's, you know, CBD, you know, endocannabinoid based, you know, Baba Holistics can provide it for people. So I'm excited about that. You know, with the way the website is going now, and you know, even going through the whole pandemic and having my sales increase in the middle of all of this, I'm really excited and looking forward to how things are going to turn out.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we've mentioned before in previous episodes since the pandemic, you know, about how people who are prepared, people who have the e-commerce sites, you know, our personal business, you know, doing, you know, digital marketing, web design, e-commerce, payment processing for cannabis companies, it's boomed, you know, because it's people are looking for that now, people who weren't set up, you know, and the ones who are clients who we already had, I see their numbers, you know what I mean? I've seen how it's gone up, and it's been tremendous, you know, so it's definitely something that,
yeah, I mean,
that's not going anywhere, you know. So regardless,
My uncle always talks about being prepared for opportunity. You know, being prepared for special opportunities, and that was when I saw that, you know, the CBD businesses weren't considered essential in Dallas. My eyes got big. I was like, okay, well, those companies have to shut down. Those storefronts, those brick and mortars have to shut down for now. And so this is an opportunity for me to pretty much take up their market share. And so. And I had that conversation with one of my suppliers. It was like, look, you're small right now, but the fact that you're able to shift, that provides one of the biggest benefits to businesses that you don't realize. And so being able to shift during a pandemic, I think that was great for me, just to be able to say, hey, you guys don't have to go into the store. I'm still open. I can still mail stuff off, and I can still do the contactless delivery. But they, you know, those people still had an access to me because they knew me from online, and they were able to connect with me on social media. So they didn't have to have that face-to-face interaction with me on a regular basis. So, yeah, man, it's really been great for me, for Baba, for these past few months.
Amazing, man. I'm excited to hear it going. You know, you're on a great trajectory. It's so exciting to hear it, man. And I think, you know, we really provide a lot of value for people who, like I said, all of people, you know, our demographic here is people who are usually in the industry. You know, we look at the numbers we see, and people are loving it here who are in the industry, and people who are learning. But there's also people who may not know how to get into one thing or the other thing. And there are some newbie people too. So I think it's tremendous hearing your story, how, you know, you're able to have another job and make a successful business on the side, and how that's kind of taking up so much of your time now. You're like, what the hell, you know, I need to bring people on here, you
right,
know?
Right.
And, you know, and having kids and everything that goes along with it, you know? So, I appreciate it, man.
No problem, man.
I know you're a listener of the show too, as well, a friend of the show. So, you know, this is coming up, you know, how do you define success, whether professionally, personally, existentially, what does success look like for you?
Besides, you know, making money through the business, man, like being able to help my customers, man, like, yes, you want to get in the business to make money, but I think we touched on it earlier, like having that passion, that's what's going to get you through these days. And so hearing these stories of customers who talk about, hey, my blood pressure is lower, hey, you know, I'm able to function throughout the day without having to take a bunch of breaks. Even some of my customers who purchase for the kids who might be ADHD, and, you know, those kids are being able to not having to go on those drugs that make them zombies. You know, the opioids, it's out there all over the place how destructive opioids are. And so, helping, helping families, that right there is what I consider successful, man. And so, growing this business to a point right now where I'm able to, introduce my kids to just another opportunity. Hey, this is an opportunity. And that, hey, they might not want to do CBD, CBG when they grow up, but hey, they have, a experience that they're open to, and they've already been exposed to that. Hey, dad has done X, Y, Z in this field. Where are my opportunities? What can I get into? How can I help people? Because you can go to school for whatever the hell you want to, but if you're not passionate about it, it's going to be a, just a piece of damn paper.
Hate it. And it's going to wear on you. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's going to wear on you, and year after year, day after day, and everybody gets fed up at a certain time, so it's.
Yeah. So those stories are what keep me going, man. And what keep me excited and keep me looking for new products. Like that right there is pretty much what I consider successful. Like hearing those people recommend and say, hey, I've been able to do X, Y, Z that I wasn't able to do before. Even the funny ones, when I first started last summer, I had a few people say, hey, my sex drive is kind of increased. I was like, hey, it's going to increase blood flow.
Yeah.
It's going to get things going. It's going to get things going. Yeah, so.
I love that, man. That's amazing. Yeah, that's got to be on the front page, you know what I mean? Get your libido up, So,
hey, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of products for that as well. So appreciate it, man. Mike, it's been great, I love what you share there too as well, for your customers and also, for kids. We talked about it off air, and brought it up here as well, being an entrepreneur. And that's how I learned everything that I know, through my parents. And, their example and them taking me to their stores and seeing how business works and meetings and everything like that. And your kids are like sponges, they're seeing what you're doing and inspiring them as well. They're going to be able to grow up and say, what my dad taught me so much. I learned so much from my dad, and that's how I'm successful in doing what I'm doing as well. So that's awesome, bro.
Yeah, my middle son, he's my stock boy right now. So I just got to make sure on a regular basis he remembers to do inventory. He kind of cheated last week. I was like, hold on, where's half of my stuff at? He's like, oh, I didn't see it. So I give him a little bit of change every week to kind of keep me on track. So
that's good.
That's one of those things that you kind of bring them into and let them experience. And if it sticks, it sticks. But if not, it's one of those things they know, hey, I'm not interested in doing this when I grow up.
Right? Exactly, man. Exactly. So good. So as we close, how can listeners find out more about you, Bubba Holistics, connect with you, buy your products, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, I'm on social media. I think my IG is Baba_Holistics. My Twitter handle is Baba Holistics. I'm on Facebook, Baba Holistics, or the website, www.babaholistics. Yeah, babaholistics.com, man. So, I'm all over the place on most of the main social medias, and you can catch me. I'm posting as much information as I can as possible. And info@babaholistics if you want to just email me directly. So,
We'll definitely have all that linked in the description as well. Everybody can check that out. And Michael, bro, it's been amazing. I'm glad we finally got linked up. We're finally able to do this. And it really good, dude. It went really well. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you, and I appreciate everybody listening, taking the time out of their day to listen to this as well. And so, Mike, good luck to you and the rest of 2020 and beyond.
All right. Thanks, man. The same to you.
We at Calican are passionate about cannabis marketing, branding, and web design. If you're a cannabis entrepreneur and you know you need an uptick in business or an upgrade in the way your customers perceive you, come check us out at calican.com and schedule a time to speak with us today.
Thanks for listening in to Dank Discussions, and we are so grateful for each and every one of you. We want to continue making dank content you want, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calican.com. That's C-A-L-I-C-A-N.com. LACANN.com and follow us on Instagram for our latest updates.